Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. And if you joined us yesterday and the day before, we're talking about fruit. We're talking about being fruity. I shared with you a couple days ago from Matthew chapter 7 that Jesus was saying that you will know a tree by its fruit. You'll know a Christian by what they produce, by the way they act. And then Paul in Galatians 5, yesterday I introduced you to the fruit of the Spirit. And this is very cool to have a list of things that show us how to be fruity. And I want to go through this every day with you, and hopefully you're memorizing this. For the fruit of the Spirit is love. One syllable, remember. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And yesterday we talked about love and how Jesus put love at the forefront of all of the things that show we follow him. The number one commandment, he says, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Today, we're going to the second in the list of the fruit of the Spirit, and that's joy. And so here's my confession. Of all nine of these things, joy is the most difficult for me. Joy is stolen from me easier than any of these fruit of the Spirit are stolen from me. And I want to talk to you for just a minute about some of the joy stealers in my life, and maybe you can relate to these. This is not an exhaustive list, just some things that I thought about today. Disappointment is a joy stealer. When you were looking forward to something and it doesn't happen, or you pictured something happening one way and it didn't happen that way, disappointment is a joy stealer. Worry may be one of the greatest, worry and stress, greatest joy stealers. When I am stressed, when I'm worried about the future, then I tend to not exemplify joy, and that is not what I desire to do. When hurtful things are said to me, or hurtful things are said about me, it steals joy. All in all, anything that's discouraging steals joy. But here's the deal. Joy is still a choice. I think about a Christmas song, you know, one of my favorite Christmas songs, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Here's the thing. We can have joy because we know that Jesus came to this earth. He paid the price for our sin. We know that there's hurt and pain in this world. But the King of the world came to this earth and is waiting for us in heaven. And if that's not reason enough to overlook our circumstances as well as we can, and to have joy, I don't know what could be. I am trying to have, just thought of it this morning, I need more joy in my life. That doesn't mean I need more happy experiences, although that certainly brings joy. I need to make a conscious decision to exuberate joy, to show joy, to feel joy, because despite my circumstances, I can still be joyful, full of joy. Let's pray. God, I know I can't be the only one that struggles with joy. And I love being around people who are so joyful. And despite circumstances, they just always seem to have the joy of the Spirit in them. Lord, I want to be more like that. God, for my friends and I today, as we walk into this day, may we be reminded that we are to show the fruit of joy. You'll know a tree by its fruit, and that includes joy. We know that our joy can attract people not just to us, but even more importantly, that it can attract people to you. So Lord, may our joy today show who we belong to, and show the hope that we have in our lives through Jesus Christ. Amen.